The Starlings. Anger sang in that house until the scrim walls thrummed. The clamour rang the window panes, dizzying up chimneys. Get on, the wide rooms cried, until it seemed our unease, as we passed on the stairs or chewed our meals in dimmed light, were all an attending to that voice. And so we got on, and to muffle that sound we jibbed and plastered, built shelves for all our good books. What we sometimes felt is hard to say. We replaced what we thought was rotten. I remember the Starlings, the pair that returned to that gap above the purple hydrangeas, between weatherboard and eaves. The same birds, we thought, not knowing how long a starling lives. For 20 years they came and went, flit and pause and up into that hidden place. A dry rustle at night, fidgeting, calling, a murmuration, bird business. The vastness and splendour of their piecemeal activity, their lives' long labour, we discovered at last, blinking in the murk of the ceiling at that whole cavernous space filled, stuffed like a hay barn. It was like gold, except it was more like shit and straw, jumbled with their own young, dead, desiccated, sinew and bone, fledgling and newborn. Starlings only learn a little thing, made big from not knowing when to leave off, gone past all need except need, enough, never enough.